Yorkton. It is often interesting how events in a community often seem to intertwine. Take for example how Volunteer Week was just marked, and then we see examples of the impact of volunteers in a number of very real ways locally. For those who may have missed it, National Volunteer Week fell April 14 to 20. This annual observance serves as a dedicated time to express gratitude and appreciation for the invaluable contributions made by volunteers across Yorkton, Saskatchewan, and throughout Canada. It is a moment to recognize the selfless dedication of individuals who generously offer their time and efforts to advance causes that enrich our communities. NVW also serves as an occasion to raise awareness about the profound benefits of volunteering for both individuals and society at large, explained Lisa Washington, manager of Community, Culture and Heritage with the city at a regular meeting of Yorkton Council earlier this month. Then last Wednesday, the Yorkton Chamber of Commerce hosted its Celebrate Success Awards. Credence Construction would be named the Large Business of the Year Award, but also of note, the local business was presented a Community Merit Award. The latter award was presented for Credence's efforts in organizing and hosting a fundraising ice fishing derby held at Theodore Dam, with proceeds to the Health Foundation. The event is of course a sterling example of the impact of volunteerism. Then if you turn to the front page of this edition, there is a story about efforts. Again, volunteers launching Harvest for Hockey, for a community initiative to support the junior hockey club. The Terriers announced mid-season they were in financial trouble, and there have been efforts since to raise dollars to stabilize the longtime Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League franchise. Initiative spokesperson Jeff Brand noted, even for those who may not be huge hockey fans, the Terriers are still an important part of the community, with home games being a place to gather and meet friends. That is of course true, the junior club being integral to the community's social fabric through the long Saskatchewan winter. However, the Terriers, and countless other sport teams and organizations in the city, would not exist without volunteers. And as we emerge from the recent week marking the good efforts of volunteers across the province and country, it is interesting how often seemingly disparate things have that common thread: people giving of their time to make a better community for all.